Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine and Evolve Digital present the Evolve Live Podcast with host Howard Holley, Evolve Magazine publisher. Each podcast features leaders from the business world, civic organizations, or government talking about current issues and challenges and opportunities to shine a light on success.
Welcome to the Evolve Live Podcast. I am Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. Each episode offers listeners an inside view about the issues, challenges, and opportunities business owners, entrepreneurs, and civic leaders face from a variety of voices, with a focus on overcoming adversity as a key component of achieving success. Our guest today is Christy Kimball. Christy is an entrepreneur. Hello, Christy. Go ahead and jump in there, girl.
I was going to say, hi, Howard.
There you go. Christy is a business owner and consultant. She's got over 20 years marketing and sales leadership experience. She teaches individuals how to drive growth through innovation, collaboration, marketing strategies, and strategic partnerships. She has helped several organizations, including ATT, Capital One, Graystar, and PetSmart, as well as smaller companies in the consumer products, tech space, and publishing and communications business. Christy is currently the Chief Experience Officer at Filene Research Institute, a think tank that helps credit unions increase financial well-being for their employees and members. And now, with full transparency, I'll let you know that Christy is also an investor and a co-founder of Touchpoint. Christy, let's get started. I'm excited. Haven't seen Christy in, we said, 3 years. So some of that time, of course, is the same time that all of us have spent trying to survive through this coronavirus. But she's here now, and she's here with us. So, Christy, I'm going to start out with the same question I ask generally everyone. Tell us about your journey to become a business leader, an entrepreneur. Did you have a vision that you would be where you are today?
Ooh, that's a tough one. So, yes and no. I think I had a vision that I would have the role that I have today, which, you know, in my mind, 20 years ago was a chief marketing officer, not a chief experience officer. But the journey of how I got here is not one that I would have imagined.
Say more.
So I started my career in very large traditional institutions. And so this is something that, you know, I know we're going to talk about experience later, but I think is a really important one, is if you work at a big company when you first start your career, you're always asking for permission. You're always mm-hmm. waiting for somebody to tell you you can do something. And so when I went on my own, when I left big companies and I started my own firm, that idea of waiting for somebody to give me permission, that was a big leap for me. And so, you know, I don't think I realized how much I was waiting for my boss's boss's boss to give me the wink that, like, oh yeah, you actually need to go do that yourself. Like, there's mm-hmm. no magic place that that's going to happen. And so those were some hard years. That didn't come to me intuitively. I learned the hard way, which is, okay, there's no sales because there's no sales team. That's you. And there's no one to ask for permission whether you should go out and sell.
Yeah. That entrepreneurial experience is unique. Now that you are not an entrepreneur directly, you're chief experience officer, I'm going to have you tell us a little bit more about Filene Research in a minute. But how has that influenced you to do what you're doing, the entrepreneurial experience?
Well, I think entrepreneurial experience is very, very tied to overall experience, because in both situations, you're looking for opportunities to make a difference and to provide value to whoever you're engaging with. If you're an entrepreneur, you're doing that to run a business and to make money. If you're doing that to drive experience, it's actually the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. You're trying to connect with somebody in a really meaningful way to such an extent that they want to come back and engage with you again. So I think the lessons I learned from entrepreneurial, that mindset, is actually what makes me really effective at leading experience now.
I was wondering about the difference between experiences of an entrepreneur and intrapreneur, which I believe are defined by risk. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
It's their willingness to take risk, to go to China, to, you know,
right.
to do things that aren't normal. Is that still there? Do you find in your role now that you have to take risk in order to innovate and move the organization forward?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, the risk reward proposition mm-hmm. is, I don't know, it's like gravity. It's a fundamental law to business,
yeah.
right? If you don't want to take risk, then it gets really hard because there's a lot of people that don't want to take risks mm-hmm. and you're going to do exactly what people are doing before you.
Yeah, you're going to be the same as everyone else.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so to create something special, to create truly an experience, the idea of that is somebody is confronting or having something that they've never seen before or in a way that's never been delivered. It's special, right? And special is risk adverse. Mm-hmm. Like to be special means that you, by definition, are not like anyone mm-hmm. else. And so it's exactly like it takes courage to say, oh, I kind of have this idea that I think people might like. Like they may like it, they may hate it. But the point is, you know, we talk about there's a lot of agile methodology in tech right now, mm-hmm. and that's kind of the standard. But mm-hmm. that hasn't really carried itself over to a lot of businesses. But the idea works regardless of the industry. Mm-hmm. And that idea is do small tests, right? Like it, mm-hmm. in order to deal with risk, what you do is you test really fast, really low cost, and get the results really quickly. And then you iterate, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea isn't that you're going to come up with an experience and that experience is going to be the end all be all. It's like, I'm going to start and then I'm going to continually refine that mm-hmm. experience to make it better and better.
Yeah. So one of the things you and I were talking about trust and trustworthiness. But one of the basic elements of Lean Six Sigma, Toyota Manufacturing, and those elements, which is where experience evolved from, is this notion of continuous improvement,
mm-hmm.
right? And once you get it in your head, no matter where you are, it's never acceptable.
Right.
You can always be better, no matter where you are. So I'm always interested in Filene Research Institute. You know, I thought when you said you were going to Filene, I thought you were going to the department store or something.
I might like that. Unlimited shopping. That sounds
right,
awesome.
Right. So tell me, tell us all about Filene Research Institute and then your role as the chief experience officer.
Sure. So Filene is we call it a think and do tank. So mm-hmm. it was started by Ed Filene, and the idea was that for people to have economic prosperity, they have to have access to financial support.
Mm.
And so what happened is when it was founded, that wasn't available to everyone. And so people created their own communities, and they would bind together, usually with like a shoebox maybe of some funds. And they would lend it out to their coworkers or their friends, and they built their own financial institution. And so what we do at Filene is continue that spirit of cooperative, is the idea of people helping people. And we provide research around topics that we think are critical for credit unions to be successful so that they can help their members. And so examples of those themes would be innovation and incubation, which mm-hmm. is very tied to experience. Mm-hmm. It would also be things like community social impact, diversity, equity, and inclusion. We have major areas that we focus on, but the idea is how do we help promote financial well-being for both workers of credit unions and the actual members of credit unions.
You and I just spent some time with Joe Roy, the CEO of the Coastal Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute, talking about helping entrepreneurs get a 3-year plan, get their financials, get a sales plan, you know, get all of the right documents needed for investments or loans. And I think I would conclude that after you have all of that, if you say, what do I have to do now? I would say it's customer experience, right? When I open my door, what's the experience that my customers have? So what's happening in that space, Christy? What are the trends that entrepreneurs here in Northeast and Central Florida can learn to help them understand how to drive customer loyalty through experience?
Yeah, so that's a multi-layered question, of course. So let me tell you some of the things that happened first from COVID perspective,
okay.
Right? So number one, I participated in a talk, and the idea was to everybody, digital was a priority. After COVID, digital is the priority, right? So it went from one of a many lists to, so regardless of how local you are, this idea that you have some type of digital presence is critical. Mm-hmm. Even if it is just to reinforce a physical location, mm-hmm. it's kind of a need to have. It's a baseline, it's table stakes. Number two is this idea of the curbside economy. So the idea, people shifted overnight, right? All of a sudden you couldn't go into locations that you could go before. So if you wanted to have a business that could thrive, you had to adapt. How do I deliver directly to people? How do I allow people to engage with me that's not face-to-face? And so the idea, once people got used to that, there is going to be an aspect of that kind of convenience that will not go away. So regardless, again, of your, I mean, maybe you're a hairdresser, right? The idea of doing that remotely is not possible, but what can you do to make that service more convenient, I think is the idea. And number three is what you mentioned a little bit earlier, is this idea of trust. When people are physically threatened, right, with something like a pandemic or illness, it changes not just the idea that I'm going to get sick. It actually changes the way that people interact with their environment. And so this idea of trust and safety is really important. And as we see, you know, the prevalence of social media and the way that people are, you know, some of the extremes that have resulted in that has made people actually shrink their circles of influence. And so instead of us thinking, okay, we can access the whole world is at our fingertips and we could go out there, what we're finding is that people's habits are actually getting smaller and more local. So those are three things that I think any business needs to think about. And I think the experience idea is, how do I actually address those? What does that look like from a delivery perspective, and how I actually translate my services?
I would say that many businesses are challenged with how to measure it. And you and I have talked about customer retention as being a critical element to measure. But not all businesses can measure the retention. They don't necessarily know who bought. Mm-hmm. And so there's a difficulty in doing that. So given the challenges, how do we measure customer experience? What are the different ways? And I almost think that they probably apply to your three tiers here, you know, digital, curbside economies, and trust. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, actually, that's a really great way to orient the measurements. So I just want to take one tiny moment, and I want to say, when you hear experience, you know, sometimes there's buzzwords that mm-hmm. you think of and it feels like very esoteric. And mm-hmm. so I always like to take it down to a personal level. And so what experience is a relationship. Mm-hmm. And just like a personal relationship, it's actually you truly knowing who your customers are and finding ways to build to reinforce that, to show that you value that relationship and that you care about it. So there's things that you measure, right, that will help you understand that if you're a large organization or a large company. But what I would say ultimately is the measure of experiences is how well do you actually know who's mm-hmm. doing business with you? Mm-hmm. And so I would start there. I would say, do I know? Like, do I know where they work? Do I know what they care about? Do I know what they're buying? And that is always kind of the benchmark that you should go to. If you're looking at metrics and you're saying, okay, what, you know, if I want to just create a dashboard, right? I want to create a dashboard for my team. Then the things I would look at is, yes, how many people are coming back to you over and over again, right? Because there's no point in bringing in a new customer if you can't keep the ones you have, right? Fix that first. Fix that first before you advertise to bring somebody else in. The second thing is measure how are you engaging with your customers. Is it in a face-to-face environment? Is it over the phone? Is it through the web?
Right.
And make sure that you make that as simple and easy as possible. And if you don't know if it's important, go ask them. Go ask them, like, what do they love about it? What do they hate about it? And there's a behavioral scientist that we just met with, and he said there's five categories that you want to talk to. You want to talk to somebody who has never done business with you, always does business with you, sometimes does business with you, and those that have just started working with you, and those that have stopped. If you can interview those five, you'll have a really good understanding of your experience and what you're doing well and where you have opportunities.
And I would only add to it, listen to understand. So you can't go in thinking, well, here's what I'm offering, or here's what I thought the experience was. In each one of those, Christy, we have to go in listening. And then what we hear across and common across those, that's our priorities.
Right.
Okay.
Those are your insights.
Yep. Those are the insights. That's where we've been using for some time, isn't it? That that can drive a difference. So, so Christy, you are aware of this because you know how I think and what I believe. But I believe that one of the secrets to success is how you overcome adversity and challenges. That doing what comes easy and natural to you isn't how you become successful. It's practicing something that you're not good at all and becoming excellent at it. And so what adversity have you faced in your life that propelled you and put you in where you are today?
Yeah. So right now I'm getting my MBA and I'm taking statistics, and that is really humbling me. But no, in like a broader perspective, you know, I think a lot of businesses, I think this is probably a common path, is that you have a partner, you have somebody that you're doing business with. And so I think one of the biggest learnings I had is I started with a partner that did not work out. We had very, very different philosophies on how to run a business. And so, you know, really, just like any relationship, aligning on what are, you know, what are those terms of agreements? Because having a business partner is much like being in a marriage, right? And you don't realize that, though. Like, when you get married, you say, I do. When you start a business, you think, we're doing this together. And so I would say what I learned from that, though, the path that I've gotten to, I would never be where I am without what I went through. And so what I would say is everything that you do, when you're running a business, there's a lot of, it's a labor of love. And there's a lot of things that happen that are not ideal. And there's a lot of things that are not fair, right? Like, could literally be not a fair situation. But where you, if you can persevere through that, the person you are and the skill sets you gain as a result of that hardship is what creates leadership, what creates resilience, what creates grit, what allows you to go to the next level. And so that's part of the education. So that partnership situation obviously wasn't with Howard. So we're, you know, but what I would say is when I started working with Howard, I call Howard my real MBA, right? I'm getting my MBA on paper, but my real MBA was the lessons that we learned working with so many different organizations, because that flexibility, that resilience of what it takes to work with lots of different organizations and to go down the path with them and their individual opportunities and challenges, that expertise, it stays with you, right? And so even though we didn't win, you know, we don't win all of the matches, where we ended up is just, there's so much there to work with. And I think there's, I mean, I can't think, I'm sure there's a situation out there, but there's pretty much not a situation that I wouldn't feel like we've been exposed to or had some level of experience with that we couldn't either help somebody with or move forward faster. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, that's what's exciting about being an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. is that idea of learning and being able to apply that in more broadly.
Yeah, facing those challenges and adversity, overcoming and taking what you've learned forward. Yeah. So our guest today has been Christy Kimball, Chief Experience Officer with Filene Research Institute and a dear friend. I want to thank you, Christy, for joining us. I found what you shared to be illuminating and insightful. Hopefully our listeners will as well. We welcome your feedback, everyone, and suggestions. Let us know what you think at editor@evolvemagazinesflorida.com. editor@evolvemagazinesflorida.com. My name is Howard Holly. Thank you very much, and be entrepreneurial. Take care now. Bye-bye.